We are joined on the air by the mayor of Hillsborough, Mr. Tom Stevens. How are you today?
It's a beautiful day, Aaron, so I'm doing great. Hope you are, too.
I'm doing good. It's a beautiful day right now. We've got rain probably tonight, so we wanted to mention today was the anniversary of the hanging of the regulators back in 1771. Historic day for Hillsborough, but that event that was going to be tonight had to be called off, right?
Well, it did, and we certainly encourage folks, you know, come on downtown. You know, that's the site, historic site, is by the Hughes Academy. It's right behind the Board of Education. If you take East King Street to where it dead ends to the Board of Education and walk behind, there's a park, and there's a memorial to the regulators and marking the spot. And, you know, this was a pretty significant event in certainly Hillsborough's history and North Carolina history and for our country, too. Arguably, the experience with the regulators who were protesting sort of the ill treatment by the government was a precursor to the American Revolution and probably had a lot to do with our Bill of Rights. And so we do try to remember this day when six folks were hanged at this particular location for standing up.
246th anniversary today of the hanging of the regulators. And again, you can head downtown, you can visit the site, there's the historical marker. And while you're downtown, check out downtown. There's a lot to see and do. There is some construction going on. How's that going?
It's going well. Aaron, this is the week we will really be seeing, I want to say, the construction. It's going to get real for folks. But surprisingly, you know, as incredible as that sounds, it's actually traffic is moving through very easily. And I've got to hand it to the folks who organized and designed this. Hats off to Stephanie Trueblood in particular, but she has worked so well with the contractors and the community to make sure that traffic keeps going through. And most of the time, there's two lanes of traffic, and it's moving through. They will be tearing up the sidewalk, but for instance, they'll be doing that in the morning. And so the shops and restaurants will have access, as far as we know, continuously. So they'll like do the sidewalk work in the morning, and then there'll be ramps. So this is your once in a lifetime opportunity to see the infrastructure go in of what's going to be just a very beautiful renovated downtown. It's also going to help very much with the stormwater control. And this is the next few weeks that we're going to be demolishing sidewalks and getting ready to put in the new sidewalks as well as catch basins. So some of it's exploratory work. It's hard to know exactly how it's going to do. You know, when they start tearing it, they're at the corner of Tryon and Churton Street now. And I found just before coming on the air, driving through town, it was easy to get through town. The only delay that I had was trying to turn left, and that was because one of the machines just happened to go there, too. I had to wait one light. Not a big deal.
Yeah, we're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. I know it's gonna be great when it's done. Gonna be significantly improved. You always worry when there's a big construction project, especially in a busy downtown like that goes on for a while. That, you know, there might be a hit to businesses. So always just a reminder: head downtown. Those businesses are open. Check them out. Make sure you're giving them your business as we get through this time. But you're right. So far, and obviously the construction is still gonna be going on downtown. But I've been to downtown Hillsborough a few times, and at no point have I felt like there's been a lot of construction going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This week you'll see lots of cones, but it's pretty easy to navigate. You know, we've lost a few parking spaces, but you know, parking is still readily available. So, you really do get to see what this construction. When they open up there at King Street and look in the stormwater, nobody has looked at that infrastructure in our lifetime. Nobody's alive now who, when some of those catch basins were installed, they're going to be replacements. We're not quite sure what we're going to find. So of course we've incorporated that into the project. So we expect there's going to be some surprises. We know there's some utilities and phone lines down there. What we want to do is modernize it, bring the stormwater up, put in sidewalks, make them wider. There'll be ADA crosswalks. When it's all said and done, we'll be preserving almost all the trees that are downtown and then planting new trees, and we're going to end up with more trees than we had before. Greater pedestrian safety, greater access, more spaces for the restaurants, and I think it'll be more attractive as well. So We do want to support our local businesses as we get them, you know, through the summer. And for those of you who don't want to sometimes go to the nickel because it's hard to get a seat, you know, this is probably a good couple weeks.
Come on down and get your
spot, and no reason why you can't enjoy the downtown.
Sounds good. Again, if you're listening out there, hillsboronc.gov. If you want more information about the town of Hillsboro town government, visit hillsboronc.com. If you want more information about events and happenings downtown and beyond in Hillsboro. Speaking with Mayor Tom Stevens, what else is going on in Hillsboro?
Well, it's hotels. And in this case, we're talking about pollinator hotels. There's a public art project that is underway. We have a call for artists to build what's called a bee hotel in Gold Park. And I've recently learned about this, but we have all these pollinator gardens around. I have found out that most species of bees are solitary. They're not living in hives. They have burrows, and they live in cracks in the wood, and they live between stones, and they build solitary nest. And a lot of those environments, as we develop them, keep having more degradation of the environment, that some of those habitats where different types of pollinators are disappearing.
Right.
And so building these public works of art that can be quite beautiful, but there are really lots of wood and stone and sand and places where these insects can build their nest. And so it's public art. It's creating a habitat for pollinators. Our pollinator gardens at Gold Park and at the Visitor Center and other places in town are just looking spectacular. And so let's get the pollinators going. So this project is a call for artists to build a bee hotel and to provide some workshops and maintain it for a year. And, you know, as we've learned, when we do a nice piece of public art, that tends to generate even more interest and more public art. So that's what's happening with our pollinator gardens. That's what's happening with this particular project. And a lot of thanks to our Tourist Development Authority and to the Orange County Arts Commission, all of whom are collaborating on this in this call for artists. So anybody feels like building a bee hotel, I think there's a $3,000 funds have been set aside, you know, for the artist for this. And so all the information about that is on the town website, as you've already mentioned, hillsboronc.gov.
That's awesome. So if you're an artist and you're out there and you're interested in maybe taking part in this, do you need to know anything about bees? Is there a certain type of design or paint or wood that you have to use that's more or less attractive?
Well, I suspect there is, and, you're starting to hit a take right now, but
yeah, I have no idea what would attract a bee.
Yeah, well, if you look bee hotels on Google and just look at the images, you see some beautiful structures, and a lot of them could be bamboo and wood with holes drilled in it, or slats, or stone, or different kinds of earth that is packed into a mesh. And usually there's some combination of those in a kind of in a very attractive, naturalistic way. I went to some folks at a school project recently and had some fourth graders who were building almost like birdhouses. They built little bee hotels that, you know, built just, you know, like the size of a shoebox.
So right.
You can certainly do this on a very small scale. And in fact, that's what part of this project is wanting it to be, is to have something that's really evident and attractive as a piece of public art in the garden, something that genuinely helps the pollinators in the pollinator garden, something that also is educational and helps people kind of understand and realize you can do this in your own backyard.
Yeah,
try this at home.
Well, now, like while you were saying that, I got on Google and I'm looking at images of bee hotels now, and it looks like the back of a clock where, you know, you've got the shaped like a house, and there's all these, it looks like a whole bunch of gears just sort of intermeshed with each other, but there are all these holes bored in the wood that the bees can house themselves in. It looks really cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Think about the spaces under your deck.
Yep.
And your wood pile and places where, you know, insects would make their nest. And that's kind of what a bee hotel has done in an artful fashion. So I find that really exciting.
I learned something new every day. I did not know what a bee yeah. hotel looked like. All right.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
All right, speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, that's going on, that call for artists. Again, hillsboroughnc.gov if you want more about that. Let's turn to the police department in Hillsborough, because I know you wanted to get the word out about an ongoing initiative they've got going. We've talked about it before, well, I think, the driving school, but this is really cool.
Well, yes. So we have our town manager, who is a race car driver, a national champion. We have... Institute a educational and training project, Slower is Faster, was really driver education with our police officers, and finding that where most officers get hurt or injured or killed is behind the wheel of an automobile.
Mm-hmm.
It's really installing safe driving practices and realizing that indeed. Going slower is often faster. How do you deal with the psychological and the stress part so you don't get tunnel vision? And how it is that you very specifically navigate the car? And so we have this expertise. We've been training our folks. And so every year for the last couple of decades, our town manager has been doing this driving school for the last couple of years. We have teamed up with the North Carolina League of Municipalities, and our police chief and our town manager and several other race car drivers all work together for this two-day training happening in Winston-Salem, I think with 25 different local governments and municipalities to train officers in these driving methods to keep our law enforcement folks safe. And so they've had 2 days, and if you look at videos of what they're doing, they set up these courses and they do training where they're doing a chase, just learning everything, and through direct practice of knowing how to push their automobiles, how to be mindful of their own psychological state. How to best steer and operate their vehicles. Pretty comprehensive training that's getting some literally worldwide attention. We're making this available to folks in throughout North Carolina. And it just makes me, again, so proud of the folks here in Hillsborough that we have a big impact in our local community. But sometimes you reach out much further than that and feel like we're doing good things in the world.
Really cool. Again, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information about the town government. Visit hillsboroughnc.com for more information about events and happenings. Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, who is also the owner of the Thomas Stevens Gallery downtown. And before we let you go, I know you wanted to get the word out about this this reception coming up on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for mentioning that. Very, very cool reception for local artist Chris Canoy. The gallery usually features and will continue to feature my work, which are paintings that celebrate Hillsborough landscapes and also celebrate the human figure. But we have Chris Canoy, who does these incredible witchy women dolls, and they're based on kind of Norwegian folklore figures, kitchen witches. And she really felt like she wanted to do something. She created something like 24 of these. Each one's very different, but they're just small, but they're just magnificent. And so we're going to have those on display from the 24th through last Friday, and have a reception to meet the artist on Sunday, June 25th. So welcome people to come out. She is going to donate 100% of the proceeds from the sale of these dolls to Planned Parenthood, and so very excited to be supporting Planned Parenthood and supporting women. And want people to come on out. That's at 126 West King Street on Sunday evening. If you go to thomasstevens.com, you can find all the information you need about that particular reception. So we'd love to see people come on out, and they'll be there all week, so you'll see them there last Friday as well.
5 to 7 p.m. at the gallery on West King Street. That's this Sunday. Tom Stevens, got to let you go, but thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.